Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation.
Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy help and salvation.
Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters the under His wings, yes, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how all thy longings have been granted in what He ordaineth?
Praise to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely His goodness and mercy here daily attend thee.
Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. If with His love He befriend thee. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore Him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before Him. Let the amen sound from His people again. Gladly for Him we adore.
Praise to the Lord, sing your praise to the Lord, sing your praise to the Lord, sing your praise,
sing your praise to the Lord.
This is House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller, and welcome. Did you know that God has a favorite song?
He loves to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks. And He loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. My God smiles in sweet approval as the waves crash to the rocks in the harmony. All creation joins in unity to sing to Him majestic symphonies.
But His favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now made clean, lift their voices loud and strong. Purchased by His blood, live to hear the song of love.
There's nothing more He'd rather hear, and also pleasing to His ear,
as His favorite song of all.
He loves to hear the angels as they sing, "Holy, holy is the Lamb." Heaven's choirs in harmony lift up praises to the great I Am. Oh, but He lifts His hands for silence when the weak is saved by grace begins to sing. And a million angels listen as a newborn soul sings, "I've been redeemed."
His favorite song of all
the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now made clean. Lift their voices loud and strong, when those purchased by His blood, lift to Him a song of love.
Nothing more read or rather hear, also pleasing to His ear,
as His favorite song of all.
No, it's not just melodies and harmonies that catches His attention.
It's not just clever lines and phrases that causes Him to stop and listen. But when any heart set free, washed and bought by Calvary, begins to sing, song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now make clean. Lift their voices loud and strong, when those purchased by His blood, lift to Him a song of love.
There's nothing more he'd rather hear, also pleasing to His ear,
as His favorite song of all.
Nothing more he'd rather hear, also pleasing to His ear,
as His favorite song of all.
Probably most of you have experienced someone that has shown you true gratitude and thanks for something you've done, maybe as a father or a husband or whatever. But you know what I'm talking about. You know when someone is truly genuine and very, very thankful for what you've done. Well, I was talking to a man that had ministered in, I think it was in Russia, and in areas there that had the gospel was not well known. And he told about the response of those that came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ for their sins, and recognized that the Heavenly Father was indeed worthy of worship. And there, he said, it was something to experience the worship in their church services as they poured out their hearts in true adoration and worship for what God had done, fresh in their hearts and minds. Oh, for a fresh experience of God's grace and mercy in our lives. That we might remember what He has done, where He has brought us from, and where we are headed for because of what God has done. And we truly praise Him.
Their chains were fastened tight down at the jail that night. Still Paul and Silas would not be dismayed. They said it's time to lift our voice, sing praises to the Lord. Let's prove that we will trust Him, come what may.
God wants to hear you sing, when the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is on. God wants to hear your voice when the wisest man has spoken and says your circumstance is as hopeless as can be.
That's when
God wants to hear you sing.
Pleasant times outweigh the bad by far. But when suffering comes along and we still sing Him songs, that is when we bless the Father's heart.
God wants to hear you sing.
when God wants to hear you sing. God wants to hear you sing when the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is all. Circumstances as hopeless as can be.
Happiness and joy each day,
and I love to tell.
Yes, I love to tell of my Savior's love. Soon I'll reach that home prepared for me. I'll be singing through eternity,
and I love to tell.
Yes, I love to tell of my Savior's love.
I love to tell.
Love to tell.
The world about His love.
About His love.
For He has been
always been
so good,
good
to me.
So good to me.
That sweet
home above
where angels sing,
sweetly sing,
sweet melody,
sweet melody.
I love to sing,
love to sing
of His redeeming
His
grace,
saving grace.
I want to
look upon
His
bright face,
His
smiling face. My heart will overflow with gladness in that happy home above. Tell of my Savior's love, of my Savior's love.
This has been House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, RiversideMinistries.com. I'm Paul Miller. See you next time.
Now His loving arms are holding me, and soon His face I'll see.
And I love to tell,
yes, I love to tell
of my Savior's love.
Oh, I have that feeling in my soul, ever keeping me free and whole.
And I love to tell,
yes, I love to tell
of my Savior's love. I love to tell,
love to tell
the world about His love,
about His love.
For He has been
always been
so good,
good
to me,
so good to me.
He's leading me,
leading
to that sweet home
above,
where angels sing,
sweetly sing,
sweet melody.
Sweet home
above,
where angels sing,
sweetly sing,
sweet melody,
sweet melody.
I love to sing,
love to sing
of His redeeming grace,
saving grace.
I want to
look upon
His
bright face, His smiling face.